saw two budget hearings that within the last 2 weeks here that actually focused a lot on hydrofracking, even though hydrofracking is not in the budget at all. Last week we saw Nirav Shah, who's the state health commissioner, testify, and this week we saw the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens testify, and they both were hit with a lot of questions about hydrofracking and their current review of hydrofracking from state lawmakers, mostly Democratic lawmakers. And it all centers around, right now, the health department is performing a review of the public health impacts of fracking and what the Department of Environmental Conservation's previous review did to protect the public from those impacts. And it's kind of complicated and convoluted, but there's some deadlines coming up this month, and that review would have to be done very soon in order to meet those deadlines. And in Joe Martens cast doubt on whether or not they would be able to meet those deadlines coming up.
Now, tell me about that deadline. That's Wednesday, correct?
Right. The real deadline is February 27th, and that's a deadline for the DEC's, the state's, proposed regulations for hydrofracking. They either have to finalize them by the 27th or allow them to expire, which means they would have to restart the process for instituting state regulations. But in order to meet that deadline, the DEC would have to release a really lengthy environmental impact statement by February 13th. And this health review is part of that environmental impact statement. So by Wednesday, we should have a good sense of whether the Cuomo administration is going to make a play to allow high-volume hydrofracking soon, or if we might see this process restarted, which would mean a new public comment period, which would back it up for a few months at least.
Now, the health impact study being undertaken by the health department played largely into the budget hearing this week with Commissioner Martens, and you've got some news out now about the independent experts who were brought in for that study. What's the latest on that?
Well, essentially, for a little background, last September, Joe Martens of the DEC asked Nirav Shah from the Department of Health to essentially review the DEC's work and make sure that it would protect the public health. And as part of that, he directed him to hire outside experts, consultants, these doctors from three prestigious universities who would offer their recommendations to Dr. Shah, who would essentially incorporate them into his own review. And it wasn't at neither of the hearings in the past 2 weeks, it was never expressly said that these experts had actually completed their work and issued their recommendations to the Department of Health several weeks ago, between 6 weeks and 2 months ago. So the ball really is in the health department's court in terms of that review. And it's something that, it caught a lot of people by surprise. It was never really expressly said that that review was done. And in fact, when I asked the Department of Health about it last week, they had said that that review was continuing.
Along with the Department of Environmental Conservation budget hearing, there was a protest outside the in the Capitol. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've seen a number of different protests over the last 4 years, 4.5 years, where this review has been undertaken. In the environmental conservation hearing on Monday, it was the first budget hearing I've seen in quite some time that was packed to the gills. The room was packed. There was a line outside, and it was of anti-fracking protesters. And later in the day, they held a protest in the million-dollar staircase in the Capitol, which is this big, ornate staircase that, really echoes, and as it gets loud, you can hear it throughout the entire Capitol, and they had several hundred people there essentially calling for more disclosure in the health review and calling for, some were calling for a ban on hydrofracking altogether. So they are certainly turning up their efforts in terms of trying to get their message out in recent weeks. They were at Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State in January, where they lined a concourse that led to his speech and were very loud and aggressive in getting their message out. And, you know, they're making their latest pitch is not one well. They don't want to see a single gas well in the southern tier. And they're making that point to the governor and to Commissioner Martinez loud and clear.
Now, you mentioned the part of the protesters' thoughts are on the record of transparency in this process, and a lot has been said over this last week about the Cuomo administration's record on government transparency and open government. And lawmakers at the budget hearing, too, had some questions for the commissioner about the transparency, the level of transparency of the process. Do they have a valid point?
Well, specifically when it comes to the health review, which is you know what most of the questions really center on at the hearing and as well as the health hearing. We don't really know a whole lot about it. We have been told that the health experts had access to the entire environmental impact statement, but their review was focused on the health side of it, and there have been a lot of calls to open up that process to allow for public comment when that review is done, and the Cuomo administration, both Nirav Shah and Joe Martinez, were noncommittal on that, and that really angered a lot of the protesters, quite frankly, and lawmakers who expressed a lot of disappointment about that.